He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday, February the 27th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we have just a little bit of a drift lower in the market here today. Nothing to worry about, though, that I can see from my perspective. The Dow is down 12 points right now. It is at 20,809. That's right, 20,809. Let that sink in a little bit. The S&P 500 is down about 2 points right now. It is at 2,365. The NASDAQ is down 4.5 points, 5,840. Crude oil is up 39 cents today. It's at $54.38. That seems to be about where it wants to park itself these days, in the low to mid 50s. Gold up $1.40 per ounce, $1,259. Gold has had a little bit of a stealth rally here in 2017. So far, I'm wrong about gold. Gold is up, I believe, 7 or 8% since the beginning of the year. I just can't get too excited about it right now in this environment. Silver is up a nickel to $18.39. The euro is flat at 1.0594. The 10-year yield, it's up 2 basis points this morning to 2.34%. And we have the Russell 2000, the small caps, doing best of all, up 3.5 points or 0.25%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. The first thing we checked this morning is economic reports. You know, how's the economy doing? We know that we've been in a growth mode in our economy since 2009. It has slowed down to a trickle here recently, 1.9% GDP growth. We need better than that. Trump is saying that he can deliver it. We'll see. Durable goods orders come in at 1.8%. That's a little bit better than expected. And showing that, of course, no sign there that we're slipping into a recession yet. That's what we're always on the lookout for, because when we slide into that recession eventually, it will take the market with it. The Trump budget to hike military spending. You know, when he was first elected, I did buy an ETF, an aerospace and defense ETF, ITA. But then he started talking tough against the defense companies about, you know, hey, guys, you got to price your goods a little. Those jets are too expensive. Hey, come on. And, you know, that kind of put a chill on the defense stocks. I currently don't have any exposure to the defense stocks, but in his speech tomorrow, he will be talking about military spending and increase. You know, it's the old guns or butters debate, and he's going to shift away some of the money being spent on butter to money spent on guns and our national defense. Warren Buffett says stocks are not expensive. I've been covering this subject extensively from my own point of view over the last couple of weeks. We haven't seen this level. We haven't seen a forward PE level of 17.8. That's where we are right now since March of 2004. And while I think that most of this year's earnings have been priced into the market already, we can look out to next year and still make a valuation case for the market. Buffett agrees. No, he says stocks are not expensive given the low level of interest rates. He believes that the U.S. stock prices are on the cheap side. If rates spike, he'll reevaluate. Buffett has put $20 billion to work into the market since shortly before the election, much of that being Apple. Buffett now owns, what was it, $17 billion worth of Apple? The Oracle of Omaha says he's more than doubled his holdings of Apple since the start of the year, including the purchase of 120 million shares for his own account. Imagine going on the line. I don't know where he trades, you know. I probably doesn't trade online. Does he get $350 a trade for $120 million, 120 million shares of Apple? This is just his little side account, his little play account. Berkshire now owns 2.5% of Apple, making it the company's second largest holding behind Coca-Cola. And, of course, Coke hasn't done much lately for him. Buffett says, Apple strikes me as having quite a sticky product and an enormously useful product to people that use it, says Buffett, who adds that he does not own an iPhone. As for which company is likely to hit $1 trillion first, Buffett says, I'd bet on Apple just because they got a stronger position. A lot of controversy last week, a lot of talk about NVIDIA. It received two sell downgrades. Somebody sent me a message on Twitter saying, what should I make of these downgrades? I said, well, you know, there's 30 or 40 analysts that follow NVIDIA. But probably, you know, there will be some upgrades along the way. Everybody's got an opinion out there on the street. And the downgrades last week rocked the stock. Today it's having a very good day. It's up 3.5%. It is a stock that I own in my Premier Growth account. Goldman Sachs reissues NVIDIA at a conviction buy. Considering the recent pullback of 8% from last Wednesday through Friday, they expect multi-year secular growth stories in gaming, data center, automotive to remain steady, and they reiterate their price target of $130 on NVIDIA. The stock is at $104 today. Now, having said that, I still own it. I did notice a big drop in analyst expectations this past week. And I'm reevaluating my own position in NVIDIA, the maker of graphics chips. Broadcom gets a price target boost from Loop Capital. I hope they're not loopy over there. Broadcom is another one that I own here in my Premier Growth account. The symbol there is AVGO. The chip stocks are having a fairly good day today on all of this chip news. Broadcom is up, it's up a buck here this morning. And their price target boost, Loop Capital says the stock's going to $244. The stock is currently at $211. And I do like, in fact, I think Broadcom is one of the cheapest growth at a reasonable price stocks in the entire market. And while Goldman Sachs likes NVIDIA, they don't like Tesla. I agree with them there also. I've always just been a little bit skeptical. There's a lot of hype. There's a lot of hype around Tesla. Goldman drops Tesla to a sell from neutral. Ouch. They have a six-month target price of $185. That would make for a good short, wouldn't it? Tesla's at $245 right now. They think there's $60 downside risk over the next 6 months. Tesla currently has a lead relative to its OEM peers with respect to vehicle technology adoption, but our concerns are more near-term oriented with respect to operational execution on the Model 3 launch. An unproven solar business, I'll say that, that's Solar City, and cash needs, which I was talking about last week. They have a cash crunch over there at Tesla. I think they're going to have to do a secondary offering or sell off. Maybe they'll find a buyer for Solar City. I doubt it, but they do need some cash, and I'm sure they'll have to come up with the plan here soon. of how they're going to fund continuing operations over at Tesla from a cash point of view. Sotheby's beats earnings by 18 cents. Look, earnings season is almost over now. 92% of the companies have reported in the S&P 500. I'll give you an update here either later today or tomorrow on how this earnings season went, what kind of impact it had on this year's earnings estimates, what kind of impact it had on next year's earnings estimates, what kind of target price I currently have on the S&P 500. I'm the guy who's been bullish on the market since March 27th, 2009, and I'm a market timer. I don't believe in being fully invested in the market at all times. I'll give you my current take on the market today, tomorrow, Wednesday. We'll get into some best stocks now this week. That's the name of the show. This is Bill Gutterson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the bull market has been going now since March of 2009. Earnings on the S&P 500 have been growing ever since that time. That's what a lot of the bears, you know, fail to recognize, is that stocks follow earnings. And then they'll make the argument, well, you know, those earnings are being propped up by stock buybacks, funny accounting practices, and they should be counting earnings after you take into account all the options that are out. And, you know, one argument after another. But the bottom line is earnings have been growing since 2009. Stocks, indexes, ETFs, mutual funds that hold stocks, they follow earnings. And that's why I pay so much attention to the direction of earnings here at my firm and my daily radio show and in my weekly newsletter, because it's earnings that drive the market. And we need to always know the direction and the expected direction going forward for those earnings. The last time we had an earnings recession in the market was 2007. 2007 delivered less in the way of earnings than 2006, and that was the precursor to the 2008-2009 sell-off. We never know what external event will impact negatively or positively those earnings out there, but generally speaking, it revolves around something in the economy. And back in 2008, we had a looming disaster out there. The credit market started to dry up. Small businesses couldn't get credit. Medium-sized businesses couldn't get credit. We had a bloated housing market. We had a lot of bad loans. We had a lot of loans going bad, going south on the books of the banks and the financials. And it was one heck of a mess. And then we started finally getting to the bottom, the TARP rescue, the troubled asset repurchase, all the different things, merging this guy with this guy so they wouldn't go out of business, etc. Herculean effort on the part of the Fed, on the part of the Treasury, different areas. And, you know, at least it saved the market from the economy from going into a depression, which it could have. You can say the Republicans caused it. You can say the banks caused it. You can say Bill Clinton caused it. You can say all kinds of, you know, it was a bunch of events that led to it. You could say that the people, the borrowers, you know, that were borrowing with no intention, or, you know, they were banking on home prices continuing to go up. And, you know, getting in with nothing, and all of a sudden you walk away with equity a year later. So it was a confluence of events. But the earnings finally bottomed in 2009 at about $55, $56 per share for the S&P 500. This year we're looking for about $130 per share. So look at how earnings have grown since 2009. From $56 a share to this year's 130 projection. Last year we made $118 per share. And of course, we always look at the multiple. Well, if we take the current price of the S&P and look at those estimated earnings, we come up with multiples. And we're currently trading at 17.8 times forward earnings expectations in the market right now. Now, having said that, the market is up 5.7% if we look at the S&P 500 year to date. And of course, it's made quite a large move since November, since the surprise the results of the November election. And that's been on anticipation, a lot of anticipation built in there of lower tax rates coming, a higher growth rate, job creation, a lot of what-ifs built into the market right now. But having said that, the earnings expectations for this year's S&P 500 are still exactly where they were before the election. So we can continue to base our projections on the S&P 500 on those numbers that have been out there for a long time. This most recent earnings season had very little impact on this year's numbers. If anything, maybe a slight drift downwards in earnings expectations for 2017, and a little clearer look into 2018. Now, those are subject to change on a weekly basis as companies report, as durable goods orders comes in, and unemployment, and the Fed speak, and interest rates, and all of this and that. And that's why I stay on top of it on a weekly basis. Not only is it important for your individual stocks, but don't forget that individual stocks also trade on their earnings expectations. And I keep track on my stocks that I own on their earnings expectations, on their valuation, on their momentum, on their stock charts, all this and that. It all plays into it. But the market, the overall market, plays a major role in your portfolio, your 401k at work, your IRAs. That's why it's so important to stay on top of it. The Dow so far this year is up 5.3%. And as I've said, a lot of this year's earnings expectations have already been baked into this year's market. We're only 2 months into the year. We've already reached my target price for this year on the S&P 500. But we can look ahead now to 2018 and see that we're still looking for some pretty significant earnings growth next year. So we can still make a case for valuation in this market. Warren Buffett agrees with me. He thinks the market's cheap based on today's current interest rates. But we have to be selective. You can't be paying up for growth. You can't be paying up for earnings. You can't be paying up for sales. You can't be paying up for book value and things like that. Can't be paying up for growth. You have to look for what values. You got to dig a little harder in this market, no question about it. The market's become a little frothier since November. So we have to dig a little bit deeper in the market. In fact, in my newsletter that I sent out on Saturday afternoon, I had my favorite cheap stock right now. If you got the newsletter, you can see my case that I made for that stock, why I think it is cheap. Now, some people, when they hear the word cheap stock, they think of a 90-cent stock or a 50-cent stock. You know, that's not what makes a stock cheap. You can have a $1,000 stock that's cheaper than a 90-cent stock because it comes down to how much you're paying for earnings, how much you're paying for growth, etc. The NASDAQ so far this year is up 8.6% out of the gate. The small cap Russell or S&P 600 is only up 1.8%. Now, when we come back, I want to go through the asset classes in the market. Where's the best place to have your money parked right now? Overseas? In precious metals? Right here at home? In the bond market? Should I be loaning money to government, to our government, or to corporations right now? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement, with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, a lot of questions about the market right now. We've had quite a run-up in the market since November. We've had quite a run in the market since 2009. The S&P 500 got down to 666. Was that what John saw in that cave on Patmos? I don't know. 666 from 666 to where are we at now? 2366. We've made a huge run, 1,700 points. The market has almost tripled, more than tripled, almost quadrupled now since that time in 2009. And it continues to hit new highs. It continues to hit new all-time highs. Has it gotten ahead of itself? Well, from my perspective, yes. In the short term, it's definitely ahead of itself. My target price for this year was $23.75, and here we are, almost there. But if we look out into the future, we can see higher numbers coming down the road, which you can continue to make a valuation case. Warren Buffett agrees. He thinks the market is still inexpensive. I wouldn't call it inexpensive, but if you dig underneath the surface, there's still value there. The emerging markets, really surprising. I didn't think, with this America First attitude and border tax talk, I really didn't think the emerging markets were going to have much of a chance here in 2017, but they're out of the gate pretty quickly. I think maybe they're hoping that the U.S. economy will start cranking at a rate faster than 2% and maybe pick up the global economy by the bootstraps. The global economy has really been struggling. Europe has been growing by less than 1%. Oh, China's got their... It grows by whatever the government tells the forecasters to print, 6.9. That seems to be the number they like right now. And they claim that's what their economy is growing by. But the emerging markets overall, as measured by the ETF VWO, they're up 9.5%. Europe's up 3.4% so far this year as measured by an ETF VGK. India's up 11.3%. China's up 11% so far this year. With all of this saber-rattling by President Trump against China, China's up 11% so far in 2017. Russia is down 2.3%. They've been hurt by soft oil prices here so far this year. The hottest market in the world, Latin America, south of the border, which is also surprising. I mean, way down in Latin America, not Mexico. Brazil, Argentina. Brazil right now is up 13.7% for the year, and Latin America overall is up 14.7%. The bond market's up a little bit so far this year. The 10-year Treasury, I measure that by an ETF, IEF. It's up 1.2% overall so far this year. Interest rates began the year at 2.45% on the 10-year. We're currently at 2.32%, hence you get a little bit of a gain in bonds right now. U.S. dollar down down 1.3%. Oil is flat on the year. Boy, I tell you, the energy in the energy patch is gone right now. I was bullish on the energy patch last year as oil prices revived from $26 per barrel all the way up into the mid 50s. We're threatening to break 60. And then we got a supply problem again. OPEC addressed that. They said, okay, we're going to cut supply. That'll do it. And then President Trump was elected in November, and he said, we're going to increase supply. We're going to build those pipelines, and we're going to drill, and we're going to frack. And that those OPEC cuts seem to be offset right now by increases in U.S. production, and that's keeping a lid and pressure on oil prices, oil flat on the year. Gold has made a little bit of a stealth rally here so far this year. With almost 2 months gone into the year, gold is up 9.3%. It's hard for me, though, to like gold right now. As we look at the technical analysis of the market, hey, what can you say? Market hitting new all-time highs. Maybe we're starting to form a little bit of resistance here in the Dow. I talked about that over the weekend. I said maybe 20,800 is going to be the new ceiling. We know that for quite some time the market could not get through that 20,000 level. It first started trying to do that back in mid-December. When Trump was elected, the market was at about 1,800 or 18,000. It immediately made that tear, that run towards 20. It bumped its head on 20 in mid-December, in late December, in early January, in mid-January. Finally, in late January, we broke through that 20,000 level. And at that time, I said, you know what? The old ceiling of 20,000 now becomes the new floor at 20,000. And 20,000 is quite a ways below us right now. That is currently our support level, which is 4%. The floor is now, we're now 4% above the floor. That would be the downside risk technically in any kind of a pullback right now, would be back to that 20,000 level. And we don't have resistance yet. We have not formed a resistance level, but I suggested on Friday that maybe 20,800 is becoming the resistance level, which would create a new range for the Dow. 20,000 on the downside, 20,800 on the upside. Who knows? We'll see. We could break through that 20,008 level. We could see 21,000 before long. But right now, obviously, the technical pattern of the market remains pretty darn good. It's hard to throw darts at the technical pattern. We see no rolling over whatsoever yet in the technical patterns of the market. S&P 500, same way. Looks exactly the same. Maybe we're forming resistance here. My target price for this year was $23.75 on the S&P. We began the year at about $2,200 or so, and we're already at my target price for this year, but now we're looking ahead to next year. So maybe we're forming a little bit of resistance here at this level, also in the S&P 500. And I think the market is also kind of waiting and looking ahead. What are we going to get in the way of tax reform? What are we going to get in the way of regulation reform? What are we going to get in the way of stimulus spending? The market still is optimistic that it's coming, but it hasn't seen anything concrete. What will Obamacare look like after it's sliced and diced? The NASDAQ, also a very healthy chart, although we did see a little pullback last week in the NASDAQ. NVIDIA kind of led the NASDAQ a little bit lower last week, but we're picking up again here today. The support level on the NASDAQ is down around 5,600. We're currently at 5,850, around in there. And we've got about 4.2% downside risk, technical risk on the NASDAQ. I still think you can find the better values, especially if you're looking for growth at a reasonable price, amongst the NASDAQ stocks. The emerging markets pulled back pretty sharply last week. But they've also been on a tear since the election. They're up about 10% or so since the election of Mr. Trump. The bond market is stabilized for now. It went into a free fall starting in July of last year. That's when I wrote my article saying, beware of interest rate sensitive stocks. And you can see the chart of TLT, which is the U.S. long bond, how it's been clobbered since then. It's gone from 141 clear down to $121 per share. That's a 14% drop in the long bond since I warned on July the 5th about the status of the utilities, the real estate investment trust, the bond market, anything interest rate sensitive. That was a pretty good call back in July. It's now stabilized here. We seem to have a trading range in interest rates of about 2.25 to 2.5, somewhere in there, but I think we're headed towards 3. So does Janet Yellen. She's got a little more power than I do as it relates to interest rates. All right. When we come back, we'll take a look at the asset classes right now. Where are the best places to have your money parked? On February 27th, 2017. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, like I say, you know, in a market that is now trading at 17.8 times forward, I can remember not that long ago when it was trading at 14.8 times forward earnings, it's gotten more expensive. Interest rates have remained low, however, which makes stocks that much more attractive. Earnings continue to grow also. Which also you can make a valuation case for the market, which Warren Buffett made in his letter and in a recent interview on CNBC. But it is tougher. It's a lot harder. You know, I go through my database every day. I've got 4,200 different stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, closed-end funds. I have my own proprietary ranking system that's based on valuation, based on performance or momentum, based on technical patterns, and also based on quality. And to find a quality growth stock at a reasonable price in today's market, obviously, it's not as easy as it was a few years ago or even a year ago. But they're still out there. In fact, on Friday, I ranked my database of 4,200 by PEG ratio. PEG ratio, simple ratio that divides the earnings estimates for next year into the growth rate. I use a forward PEG ratio, and I look for ratios that are low, around 1 or even less. And I went through that list, and I eliminated the stocks where I think the earnings estimates are suspect or the growth rate estimates are suspect. And I eliminated the cheaper stocks and some of the ones that trade thinly, etc. But I still had a pretty decent core list. Not bad. You know, maybe a dozen. I currently have about 350 stocks that meet my criteria in the market, stocks or mutual funds or ETFs, to choose from to populate my four portfolios that I manage. I manage a large cap growth, conservative growth portfolio. I manage an aggressive growth portfolio. I manage an income and growth portfolio. And I manage a portfolio that's made up of just mutual funds and exchange-traded funds. I have a lot to choose from right now still. Mostly that comes from the momentum side of the ledger. But there's still a handful, a couple of handfuls maybe a small sackful of growth at a reasonable price types of stocks. And I made my best list that I possibly could as I was writing my newsletter on Friday. And I chose to write about one of those stocks, and it is a fairly recent purchase here in my Premier Growth portfolio, and that was the subject, the main article in my newsletter on Saturday, my favorite cheap stock, my favorite cheap trick. No, it wasn't a $2 stock. No, it wasn't a $1 stock. But it was a company that has a PEG ratio right now of 0.82, which is getting harder and harder to find, obviously. But I still consider it a stock that is growth at a reasonable price. And in my system, I look out over the next 5 years. You know, I spent some time, I split my time in the early years in this industry a couple decades ago between money management and writing up some research reports and visiting companies and taking those research reports to some of the big institutions and the hedge fund managers in the Bay Area mostly. And our goal as a research, writing up research reports, was to estimate the earnings over the next several years, the growth rate over the next several years, come up with a target price for that growth rate, and make a case for why the company can trade a lot higher from its current price. And I always used 5-year target prices. After all, we come up with 5-year growth rates. I don't like these 6-month target prices and 3-month target prices. That's too unpredictable. You know, over a 3 to 5 year period of time, it's much more predictable, and it's much more, you can follow it, and you can update, and you can massage the numbers along the way, and listen to their earnings or read their earnings reports on a quarterly basis and update your numbers. If you're just looking out over the next 3 months, man, you got to be looking in their trash cans to find out how many boxes they ordered from Amazon and things like that. I remember they used to do that back in the year 2000, all kinds of channel checks, they called them, to try to figure out which companies were going to beat earnings by a wide margin and which companies were really struggling. They were cutting their orders, you know, and of supplies and things like this. Of course, they do it with Apple. You know, how many iPhones has Apple ordered from their manufacturers? But having said that, you know, there's still stocks out there at a reasonable price, growth at a reasonable price, but you have to really look for them. My Premier Growth account currently has 25 or so in it. My Ultra Growth account currently has about 25 or so. They're the best Ultra Growth, the smaller mid-cap stocks that I can find right now using my methodology, which combines value and momentum. I don't like value by itself, and I don't like momentum by itself. I don't know how you cannot pay attention to value. And I don't know how a value investor cannot pay attention to momentum and performance, because there's a lot of value traps doing that. And on the momentum side, there's a lot of momentum stocks that are at nosebleed territory. I witnessed that back in the year 2000. So anyways, the bottom line, I write a newsletter every week. I have my client newsletter. You can get a peek at one of those. That has my portfolios and all my recent buys and sells and how they're doing so far this year. I have a subscription to the newsletter, which has everything in it, thorough analysis of the market every week without the portfolios. I have a live trading service that I send out a push notification, email, every live trade I make at the moment I'm making it. And, of course, I'm a money manager. I'm a fee-based money manager. I'm one of those dinosaurs that still believes in active management as opposed to passive management. If you'd like to get more information on us or talk to us, you can call us at 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website, GundersonCapital.com. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.